Hi, Sami from Lost Society, and welcome back to Metal Sucks Finland. How's your day been so far?
Well, thank you. It's been really good. I started pretty early today. I didn't get much sleep last night for some reason, but it's been really good. I'm back in Finland, and I'm excited to see that there's almost no snow here, so it's the springtime is coming.
Oh, that's good to hear. Okay. Listen, it was 1 year ago when we talked about your debut, Fast Loud Death. And today, of course, we are talking about the second album, Terror Hungry. But please, tell me about the highlights of this past year.
Well, 2013 for us was just like a crazy year. Definitely, because I mean, we had no idea that when Fast Loud Death comes out that it would get such a great response from the press and the fans. So I'd say, well, of course, one of my, probably the best moment, like, of my entire life and career was definitely the show in Loud Park in Japan as well, just because it's so legendary and because Japan was always one of those things for us that, like, we got to do it sometime. So I was really stoked to get in there. And, well, also, like, of course, touring with Children of Bodom and Overkill, that was really awesome. And, well, like, a lot of the festivals that we did in the summer, those were also real highlights. So there was definitely a lot of those.
Yeah, great. You know, there are bands that go after many years to Japan, and you started from there.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
Yes, it's a good start. Listen, do you feel different today as a band and as a person?
Well, like, how would I say it? Like, I feel at least different in that way that, I mean, since Fast Loud Death, we have definitely grown as musicians. And, like, we've got, of course, a lot of, like, well, I don't know, because we've been doing, like, so many gigs and stuff, so we've got some experience, definitely. But I think we're still the same people. Nothing has changed, or nothing too drastic, at least. Still the same brain dead metalheads we were 1 year ago.
Yes, but listen, now we are talking about Terror Hungry that will come out on the 4th of April. How does it differ to your debut album?
As I was saying, like, just now that we have grown as musicians, like, a lot since Fast Loud Death, so, like, basically after we recorded the first album and we started writing new material, like, we all noticed that there was, like, basically, just naturally, like, some more technical stuff was coming about, just because, I mean, we know so much more right now, and, well, like, the overall theme of the album, as you can even see from the album cover, it's a bit, like, more dark, and it has, like, these new elements, or, like, more of the elements that of this, like, mixing genres together that we did for the first one, of course, too. But, I mean, it's going to have just a lot more, like, into it than the first one, I think so.
Yes, yes. And how long time the songwriting process took in all?
Well, it was, basically, we started, like, right when we had done Fast Loud Death, when we went back. We were just, like, practicing and stuff, and because it comes, like, really naturally to us anyway that we write new stuff. So I think, like, overall, the newest song, again, like, that's on the album, I think we wrote, like, a week before the studio. So, like, it was the whole span, like, from after Fast Loud Death to the studio that we were changing songs about and making them a bit different and stuff like that.
Yes. And what about the themes and inspiration this time? Did they came naturally, or something that you were looking for?
Well, like, a lot of the themes and stuff, like, for the or musically, of course, I mean, the biggest inspiration that we have is just purely practicing that, like, whenever we get to practice, someone has a riff, and then we just get so stoked on that we start continuing that stuff, and, like, pretty soon everything gets together. And, well, lyric-wise, like, these kinds of, like, true stories, humorous stories, then a bit more serious stuff also, but nothing, like, too, or nothing political or any shit like that. So, like, there's definitely a lot of different stuff. It's, anyway, 13 songs plus the cover, and it's, I think, like, 13 totally different songs anyway, so all of them have their own themes and like, mindsets, so, yeah.
Yes, because I was going to the title, Terror Hunger, which is the fifth track of the album, and I wanted to ask if it's a sort of a red line to all the songs, but as you said that each of them has an own theme, so, but how this Terror Hungry is the your choice?
Well, I'd say, like, basically it has, like, a lot of the same kind of like, or at the same point, basically, as Fast Lad Death itself, that, like, the title is, like, the kind of overall theme, again, for the tracks, like, in some way, but it doesn't, like, nothing, or not all of the songs are a part of, like, the Fast Lad Death, and not all the songs are about Terror Hungry, but it's still, like, the overall theme, and it's a bit darker, and it's a bit more just, like, the brutal kind of stuff.
Yes.
I think that would be pretty well said for that.
I'm sure that your fans will buy the album, but give me three reasons why those who don't know you yet should buy it.
Well, I'd say, like, the number one reason for anyway, like, that I would recommend someone to check out Lost Society is because it's like, pure thrash metal, but anyway, we've done, like, these mixtures of the genres that there's, like, something for everyone, that there's the groove riffing, there's the crossover kind of stuff, there's the, like, the face-melting shred solos and stuff like that, so it has definitely something for everyone. And the second reason is just that it's like energetic music that hopefully, at least for what I've heard, it just gets people really pumped up. So I mean, if you want to cheer up your day, I mean, it would be pretty cool to listen to some Lost Society. And reason number three is just I don't think it costs too much, so it's not a big but.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, album only for trash lovers, or you recommend it also to everybody?
Oh no, I can definitely recommend it to everybody because it has like, it's because I mean it's just a heavy metal. It's heavy metal, just a bit faster and stuff like that. So I think everyone who loves metal really can like relate to all of that stuff.
Yeah. And for the Valentine's Day, you released the first track from the album, Little Pleasure. It was also, if I, correct me if I'm wrong, that it was one of the first songs that you wrote for this album.
Yeah, that's correct, actually.
Yes. And so after that, what was the feedback from your fans and critics?
Well, actually, it was crazy, actually, how, like, we were all surprised, like, once again, that how well it was taken in, like, because, anyway, like, we've been advertising the new album as, like, that it's a bit darker and stuff like that, but anyway, for some reason, the first track that we released was, like, more of the Fast Loud Death kind of stuff, like, one of those speed metal tracks, but, like, other than that, anyway, people took it in really well, and people were just, I guess, happy to listen to some new, Lost Society, so yeah, it was overall really good, so I'm happy about that.
The 10th track is FFE. What do they mean?
FFE stands for Fucked for Eternity, this time. So yeah, it was one of those that we wanted one of, just like for the, basically it's a humorous thing for now, just like to take one of those shortening songs on the album, we just had to do it.
Yes, sure. In fact, we will talk about the speed of the album, because our chief editor, Mohsen, reviewed the album last week, rating it to 8 to 10. He describes that it sounds like a terror machine for a trash war, an absolutely massive noise of steel and terror, plus a little humor. Do you agree?
I think that was perfectly said. I couldn't say it better myself.
So yes, and this humor part, I know that you are very nice guys, you are not taking the life too seriously, so is that your source where you take this very relaxed feeling?
Well, I mean, I think it's just because, like, a mixture of that, and just because, I mean, like, we are all really laid-back kind of people, like, we just like to take it easy and stuff, but like, and anyway, as so much has been happening with the music thing, like, for us this past year, that, I don't know, we're just all so happy that we're actually living our dream. We're actually living our dream, so, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why we just take it really easy, that it's just one day at a time, and we're having a good time going along with it, so.
Take the best out of it, of course.
Exactly. Yeah. Taking stuff too seriously ruins a lot of things many times.
Yes. And, is it possible for you to choose your favorite song or songs from this album?
Well, I've got to say, actually, yesterday I was at my friend's house and we were listening to the album. It was the first time I've listened to it in a long time, actually. Yeah. So I was just thinking, like, well, at least, like, my one of the favorites, like, since we recorded was Tyrant Takeover, because I just love the solo section on it. It's like this kind of I would say like kind of a Rust in Peace kind of like solo melodic stuff, and it's got like this really killer riff in the beginning and stuff. Then definitely another one is Terror Hungry, because I think the riffs on that are just so, they're just like a real punch in the face from start to finish. And as third, I'd say actually Overdose Brain, because it's like a kind of different track actually for this one, that we haven't done too many of those, that it's just like one of those like pure just a heavy song. It's got a Pantera feel to it probably.
And to your opinion, what are the best hit songs on stage?
Hit songs on stage? Well, actually, unfortunately, we haven't been playing like almost any of the tunes from the second album yet on stage, but at least like in practice, and actually on the tour, we did Lethal Pleasure, which I think was one of like the funnest moments on stage, because that song really makes you bang your head. And we'll also, like, what we've been doing sometimes is Terror Hungry, and usually at that point of the gig, I throw my guitar away and I'm just singing, so I think I really have a good time on that one, too.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to playing all of the tracks then at some point.
Yes, in fact. We are talking about the tour later on. And listen, then Nucleoblast describes this album with the words, "A record can hardly kick ass any harder." I must say that it's quite a strong statement. Is there anything that you would like to add to this?
Well, I don't know. I'm flattered, of course, from that kind of a statement always. Well, I don't know. I really like the album, and I'm really proud of it. And in that way, or I'm like the same as Last or Fast Love Death, that we really are proud of it, and we did, I think, like the most that we could to make it sound like as killer as it could be. So I'm pretty happy with it.
Okay. And then it was produced by Nino Lauren. How was it to work with him?
Well, I mean, it was awesome once again, because when we recorded Fast Lot Death, basically Nuclear Blast told us just like, or they recommended like that, hey, how about you go to Sonic Punch Studios with... Of course, at that stage, we didn't know, like, any studios or any producers or anything like that, so it was really interesting doing the first album with him, because he has the experience from Antidote of thrash metal and stuff, and he's a professional, of course. So I think doing the second album with him was really good, because now he actually, like, knows much better of, like, what Lost Society should sound like on the album. So, like, and of course we get along really well with the dude, and he's doing his work so well, so we couldn't be happier with the choice.
Yeah, great. And then you already mentioned something about the cover, album cover artwork. It was created by Jan Mininghouse, right?
Yeah.
And the idea, I mean, it's very impressive and very dark, and this guy with this tip, I don't know how you call it, this knife, big knife.
The machete.
Yes. So whose idea it was? It was Jan's, or was it something that you were talking
about
together?
It was our idea in the start, that we basically sent Nuclear Blast again the ideas, and we told them, like, or we stressed it a lot that we wanted a bit like more dark, but still that it has some humor in it, like that it's not taking it too serious, and it has to have like the kind of cartoony feel to it also.
Yeah.
So then they, of course, they have so many contacts, so they got Jan Mininghouse on board, and then we gave him the basic idea, and he transformed that again into like a masterpiece. So
yeah.
we're really happy with the album art. I think it's awesome.
Okay, great. And by the way, have you already decided for the release party?
Actually, we're going to do, because we're going to start our tour actually a day before it comes out in Finland.
Yeah.
So the first show is going to be in Tampere, and then the day it comes out, we're going to be in Turku, so that's going to be the release party then.
Yes, great. And in fact, in April and May, you'll tour Finland to promote this album. But will we see you also here in Europe?
Well, I really hope so, actually, because, I mean, I was thinking, because, well, of course, we all love the tour, and we were thinking that hopefully we can go, like, maybe in the autumn or something to do another European tour. At least I really hope so, because, I mean, the European crowds are so crazy, so we want to play the new tracks to them.
Yeah, so maybe to Japan you will go next year, and this year you will tour also Europe. Okay.
Sounds
Great.
good.
Yes, me too. Last month, Anacleoblast arranged a fan interview with you. What was or were the most original or funniest questions that you were asked?
Damn, wait a sec, I have to actually think quickly at what the questions were. Well, at least there were really funny questions and stuff like that. I think the best one was, yeah, at least the most creative was that, how long does it take you to drink a bottle of vodka in Finland? So, I guess using
Probably.
stereotypes and stuff like that really comes in handy.
Yes. So how long time it takes to drink that bottle?
I think we answered that it really depends on the day.
Okay. Listen, Sami, I know that the time is running, and now we are on the last question. So, how would you like to close this interview?
Well, I'd like to close with that. It's really cool doing this interview because I remember the moment that I was doing this interview last year, and we were like the journey was basically just starting there. So I mean, it's just amazing what has happened, and I mean, all I can or everyone who I have to thank is just like the supporters out there, and I mean, thank you for wanting to do the interview, taking time to
My
do it. I mean,
pleasure,
that's always
Sami.
awesome. So I mean, just thank you to everyone who has supported us throughout our career, and hopefully we can meet up sometime then tour Europe this year and stuff like that.
Oh, that would be great. And now some words regards also in our mother language, in Finnish.
No niin, suomeksi vielä.
Joo.
Okei, no minähän kiitän siis kaikkia näitä Lostin faneja ja tämmöisiä tästä, että onhan tää ollut niinku ihan huikea reissu tähän asti ja toivottavasti pystytään tekemään tätä hommaa vielä todella pitkään ja rundaamaan vielä monia vuosia ja pääsemään näkemään siistejä yleisöä ihan ympäri maailmaa.
Hienoa. Sitä mäkin toivon teille kaikille. I wish all the best for you, Sami, and
Well, thank you
all
so
the
much.
guys. And enjoy this pre-launch month. Obviously, you're doing many interviews. So anyhow, see you on the road, I hope. Also here in Europe.
I hope so too. I hope so
Okay.
too, yeah.
Thanks, Sami. Have a nice day.
Oh, thank you
Okay.
too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, bye
Yo,
bye.
yo. Muy, muy, muy.